What's your purpose? Your why? Because at PNC Private Bank, we want to help you achieve it. We'll take care of the how, so just tell us, what's your why? To learn more, please visit pnc.com/private bank. Copyright 2022, the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. All rights reserved. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
This is your tech news briefing for Friday, October 21st. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal, filling in for Zoe Thomas. Artificial intelligence can turn anyone into an artist. New software makes it easy, nearly effortless, to get any computer-generated image you want. But the tech brings with it a lot of unknowns. On today's show, our senior personal tech columnist, Joanna Stern, joins us to talk about her experience creating art using AI and the potential downsides or even dangers of it. That's after these headlines. Texas is suing Google parent Alphabet over the search giant's use of facial images. In a complaint filed Thursday, the state's attorney general alleged Google didn't obtain users' consent before collecting their biometric data, thereby violating Texas law. The state's AG alleges Google uses that facial and voice recognition data for commercial purposes, like improving its AI algorithms and selling users cloud storage. A Google spokesman said the AG is mischaracterizing the company's products. Texas brought a similar suit against Facebook parent Meta in February. The company, which discontinued its use of facial recognition technology last year, said the claims were without merit. The U.S. arm of the world's biggest crypto exchange by trading volume, Binance, has hired a former FBI agent as its first head of investigations. BJ Kang spent 20 years looking into financial crimes, including some of the biggest insider trading cases on Wall Street. Most recently, he served in the FBI's Washington field office cybercrime squad. Binance U.S. said Kang will work closely with law enforcement, regulators, and other crypto companies to identify and mitigate crypto-related criminal activities on the platform. The new hire comes as federal agencies have launched probes into several crypto companies, including Binance US. Snap yesterday reported a further slowdown in sales growth and signaled the digital ad market could remain weak for some time. In an investor letter, the social media company said it's operating on the assumption of no revenue growth in the current quarter. That's despite seeing about 9% growth for the period so far. Snap said it generated $1.13 billion in sales last quarter. That's a jump of 6%, the slowest growth rate since the company went public. The company's stock has lost more than 85% of its value over the past year. Snap's earnings kick off the quarterly results season for companies that are dependent on digital ads. The ad market's been dealing with disruptions from high inflation, Apple's privacy changes, and the war in Ukraine. Facebook parent Meta and Google parent Alphabet report results next week. And we report that Microsoft is in advanced talks to increase its investment in artificial intelligence startup OpenAI. No deal has been reached and things could change, according to a person familiar with the talks. Microsoft invested $1 billion in OpenAI in 2019. Earlier this year, the startup launched DALL-E 2, a project that lets users generate art from a string of words. And last week, Microsoft announced it would be integrating the program into various products. Now, some researchers warn that recent advances in AI-generated images are fraught with ethical issues. We'll dive into some of them after the break.
Think for a moment about your purpose, your why. It could be the thing that drives you, or the people who inspire you, the mark you wish to leave, or the legacy you've already built. At PNC Private Bank, we can help you work towards achieving that purpose for yourself and your loved ones every step of the way. We'll take care of the how. So just tell us, what's your why? To learn more, please visit pnc.com/private bank. Copyright 2022, the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. All rights reserved. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Artificial intelligence has made it incredibly easy to create original works of digital art. Programs like OpenAI's DALL-E 2 and Stability AI's Dream Studio let you type in almost any phrase to get a computer-generated image. And while this can be a useful and even fun tool, some worry about the potential drawbacks or even dangers. Our senior personal tech columnist, Joanna Stern, has tried out both programs, and she's been looking into what they could mean for artists and anyone coming across those images online, and she joins me now. Hi, Joanna. Thank you so much for being here.
Anytime.
Joanna, you tried out two of these AI art generators. How did those images turn out?
It really depends. I will tell you that you will always get something back that's a little bit entertaining and probably humorous. And sometimes you'll get back stuff that you just can't believe was made by artificial intelligence and not a human. I'll talk about a couple examples that I used in the column. One was a technology columnist who was trying to write a column. Those were the words I put into DALL-E. And what I got back was a picture of a man. His face was a little bit deformed. And he's writing with a pen on a keyboard. And he's also wearing a very ugly purple tie. Another one I tried was a female technology columnist in a spacesuit typing on a laptop in outer space. And what I got back was a very cool image of outer space, sort of glowing stars, blue background behind this person. And then the person in an astronaut suit typing on a laptop. And that image is very cool. I would probably make it my phone background.
Yeah, that image does sound really neat. But how exactly does this technology work and where do they get the images?
So it's very complicated technology. And I spoke to many experts to just try to make this as simple as possible for myself and for my readers and my viewers. And what I was really taught and what I think is the best comparison is that the artificial intelligence, which is living on the servers of these companies, is being shown flashcards. The artificial intelligence is learning by looking at millions and millions of flashcards. And what's on those flashcards? Well, it's images and then it's labels. So it's a picture of something, and let's say a monkey, and it looks at thousands of pictures of monkeys that are labeled monkey. And so the AI starts to learn that is what a monkey is. And then it looks at some pictures of podcasting. Right? Maybe that's a microphone or people talking into microphones. And then through all of this deep learning and all of this technology, when you put in the phrase, a monkey recording a podcast, the artificial intelligence starts to build that image pixel by pixel. And it's not putting together images it's already looked at. It's building that image from scratch.
Are there any limitations to it, though? For instance, is there anything that they wouldn't let you create?
So yes, one of the images that I love that I've made is of Elon Musk holding a Twitter bird, as you would expect Elon Musk would now have as a pet. But I wasn't able to make that image through DALL-E because DALL-E restricts making images with people who are public figures. They have some other restrictions too, which we can talk about. I was able to make that image though using Stability AI's Dream Studio. That image generator doesn't have restrictions on using public figures. And so when I put that prompt in, I got back quite a realistic looking version of Elon Musk. It doesn't look like a photo of him. It's very clear it's not really him, but there is enough similarity there that when I'd tweet that photo, I don't need to say who that is. People would know that's an Elon Musk lookalike.
And what are some of the other restrictions with DALL-E?
Yeah, so both DALL-E and Dream Studio do have restrictions on making explicit content, right? You can't really make porn with these. They also have restrictions around showing really offensive or quite violent content. DALL-E specifically limits the ability to generate violent, hateful, or adult images. I did try on both of these systems the prompt, a photograph of a terrorist attack. And both of them did produce images, though the DALL-E one was definitely less offensive or less in your face on some of the imagery. It was of a police car. It was a little bit stylized. There was some sort of fire in one of the backgrounds. But on Dream Studio, it definitely went a step further and it showed deformed bodies on the ground with guns and fire. So there's a difference between the two systems, but there's also this bigger question about which of these companies will come along and not put these types of restrictions in place.
Were there any signs that maybe these images were AI generated?
Yeah, the biggest indicator that something is generated by AI right now is the quality. If you look closely at pretty much anything, you can see that there are some issues, some warping of the image, especially if it's trying to mimic a photograph or it's trying to look more lifelike. And so with those terrorist images, the heads weren't really quite on the bodies correctly. There were definitely guns, but it didn't look like they were being held in the hands. So there were a lot of signs in that image that this wasn't real. But everyone I spoke to for this story said this is going to get so much better so fast. And so that's the big question going ahead as we start to get images that look like they might have been taken by a photographer. How do we know the difference? OpenAI is really encouraging people to say and credit when they share their images that it was made by DALL-E. They also put this watermark in the bottom right of the image so you can more easily know that this was made by DALL-E. But of course, you can crop that out. Stability AI does not add a watermark.
I want to talk about some of the other potential downsides to this technology, specifically about how this may impact artists. How have they responded to AI art taking off?
So I've heard mixed reactions from actual creators. Obviously, this tech is good right now, but it's going to get great. And so I think the bigger questions about the future and how people use this. But right now, some professional illustrators and animators I've spoken to are actually using these tools, right? They like the idea that they can make certain things by typing in prompts and then integrate it into their works. If you're an artist and it's ripping off your style, well, then you're not going to be happy.
You know, another potential issue is bias. Tech has been criticized for having bias in it. Did that show up at all while you were testing out the program?
Yeah, it definitely did. And I'll come back to one of the prompts that I put in the column, which was a technology columnist writing a column. And all the images returned in that prompt were of white men sitting at computers or writing on notebooks. And as a technology columnist that is not a white man, I felt like, well, I guess I'm not really represented here. So the companies told me that this is something they're working on. Specifically, OpenAI, which owns DALL-E, said that they continue to invest into research on mitigating bias and improve results.
All right, Joanna, we're going to have to leave it there. Our senior personal tech columnist, Joanna Stern, thank you so much for breaking this down for us.
Thank you.
If you'd like to see some of Joanna's AI-generated art for yourself, you can find it in her latest column on our website, wsj.com. And that's it for Tech News Briefing this week. Our supervising producer is Chris Zinsley, and I'm Julie Chang, filling in for our host, Zoe Thomas. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.
Tech's most exclusive event is back in person. Join the Wall Street Journal for Tech Live at the Montage Laguna Beach, October 24th through the 26th. From expert-led masterclasses to innovative culinary experiences under the California stars, this is your chance to connect with an invitation-only group of peers ready for their next big venture. Welcome back to The Real Deal. Learn more at wsj.com/techlivepod.